First this morning, one of the biggest names in US sport, basketballer Kobe Bryant, has died in a helicopter crash in Southern California. It's reported that Bryant was one of nine people on board a helicopter which crashed at Calabasas, about 65 kilometres northwest of downtown Los Angeles. Bryant was 41 years old. He was an NBA great. He played for two decades with the LA Lakers. With more, I'm joined right now by our North America correspondent, James Glenday. Good morning, James. The US, what do we know about this crash?
Good morning, Sabra. Well, we know that Kobe Bryant, who's 41 years old, was travelling with his 13-year-old daughter and seven others in a private helicopter, a helicopter that he often used to get around Los Angeles. And in fact, he'd used, we believe, this helicopter a number of times before. Witnesses said that they thought they saw the helicopter splutter. They said it was flying way too low. It was quite foggy. And then it crashed into a hill, or the side of a hill, and burst into flames, killing everybody on board and starting a small fire, which was relatively quickly contained. And we know investigators from Washington, D.C., and also from the L.A. office of the National Transportation Safety Board are on their way to the site. Jennifer Hermendi, one of the members of the board, spoke a little bit about how their investigation is going to play out.
Our team will be looking at the history of the pilot and whatever crew was on board. We'll be looking at maintenance records of the helicopter. We will be looking at records of the owner and operator of the helicopter and a number of other things that we look at as part of the investigation.
That's U.S. National Transport Authority Safety Board member Jennifer Hermendi. James, there's been a huge public response to this on social media. Bryant was an NBA star, but he was so much more than that.
He was. He was one of those sports people who sort of spanned sport and American culture. He played for 20 seasons with the LA Lakers, winning five NBA championships over that time. He also won two Olympic gold medals with the U.S. team. He was 18 times selected in the team of the season, effectively, by the NBA. He is always spoken about as one of the greats of the game, certainly one of the leading players of his generation. His career survived a couple of off-field controversies, including a rape case, and by the time he survived by the time he retired in 2016, he was the third highest NBA point scorer of all time, and was only actually surpassed on the weekend and pushed into fourth place. And it's worth also adding that after he retired, he in 2018 won an Oscar for a short animated film.
James, do we know much about the other seven who were on board, and what happens now with the investigation?
We know that the helicopter was on its way to basketball practice ahead of a basketball tournament. Investigators have been pretty tight-lipped. They say they don't want to release more information until they can confirm that all the people who were on board, that their loved ones know. What I think has been extraordinary this morning is the number of people from across the world that have been expressing their grief at this. Names like talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, rapper Kanye West, golfer Tiger Woods, sprinter Usain Bolt, soccer star Lionel Messi, basketball star Michael Jordan, former President Barack Obama, his successor Donald Trump, Ronaldo. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on, but it just shows how widespread his influence was. Kobe Bryant really was. His fame really did span more than just sport. He became something of an icon in American culture too.
Thank you, James. And that's our North America correspondent, James Glenday.